And that's what this is all about. It's basically saying that at some point in time, even if you're conducting a business that generates nice profits for you, everything's going to come to an end either naturally or you're going to want to get out. You're going to want to retire. You're going to want to do something else.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to Watching the Financial Survival Network. Have you ever been involved, started a business, it succeeds, and things are going really well, but you're ready to move on? Well, I'll tell you what, that's happened to me. And I started a company, well, I took over a family business many years ago. Should have had a succession plan from day one because I was working with relatives who I preferred not to work with. But later on, I kind of created my own exit plan, sold it to my largest competitor, and never looked back. But Wayne Zell is with us now. Wayne, you are a CPA and a fellow attorney. You've written a book, Your Multi-Million Dollar Exit, The Entrepreneur's Business Success Planner. And we really appreciate you coming on. Amazon bestseller, we might also add. So succession, when is the ideal time to create your succession plan?
Well, nice to be on the podcast with you, and it's great to meet you, Carrie. The best time is at the beginning of your entrepreneurial journey. And if you don't do it at the beginning and you're way far along on your entrepreneurial journey, then do it later on. But don't delay, because you never know when something might happen, unexpected disability or death, that causes you to leave your family, your employees, your customers, your business in a state of turmoil without having defined what happens in those events. So start out with thinking about the unexpected, and then of course plan for the expected. And then you never know what's going to happen in the future. So doing business succession planning is an ongoing process, and it always starts at the beginning.
Yeah. So, but in the beginning, you're like setting up systems, you're finishing off your space, you're opening up your store, whatever it is, you've got like a million things. And I know for myself, when I've started businesses, I tend to put something like that on the back burner saying I'll get to it because I got so many other things to do. I'm up to my elbows and alligators. It's hard to get you to realize that this is really crucial to the success and eventual sale exit from your business, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the entrepreneur's focused, sole focus, and you deal with entrepreneurs, I deal with them all day long. Their focus is on the business, getting it started. Yeah, the initial startup phase, okay, you don't have to have your business succession plan in place when you're, setting up the premises or, bringing on employees at the very beginning, but you should start thinking about it. And then doing your planning once things start moving along is really critical. It's selfish, I believe, to not consider the fact that you've got other people relying on you if you're setting up a business. If you have a family, if you have a spouse, you have kids, if you have employees working for you, if you've got customers that you're servicing, how do you make sure that they're being taken care of as well as yourself? I mean, what happens if something happens to you? You become disabled, you're in an automobile accident, and you've started up this business. Let me tell you a quick story. I had a guy who was starting up a government contracting business, and he was doing very well. He was all the way up at $17 million in revenue and doing very, very well. But he had a long way to go to where he wanted to be in terms of selling the business. And one day I get a call out of the blue. It's right around New Year's, and his son calls me and he says, "Hey, look, my dad passed away." I said, "What do you mean? He was 53 years old. We were just starting in the business succession process. He passed away. And he was frantic. What do we do? How do we, deal with the business?" So we got together investors that he had brought into the business. Fortunately, they were very sophisticated people. We brought them into the business. I helped basically build a board of directors. And we were able to bring in a management team to run the business. And it worked out so that we grew the business by 3 times and sold it for $30 million 2 years. So it was
you and I needed you.
We were lucky. I think we were lucky. And I think the biggest thing that he did that most people don't do is he surrounded himself with 2 people who were very sophisticated and very familiar with the industry. And they were minority investors in his business. So they had an incentive to help out the family. And as well, you know, they wanted to help out. And so it worked out beautifully in the end for the family, not so well for the founder. But you never know what's going to happen. And it's planning for the future.
So, you know, like if you're bothering to do a business plan, and normally you should do that, it doesn't necessarily have to be a multi-level presentation to bring in multi-billion dollar investors, but you should always be doing a plan, bare bones at the least. Right. Why not add a section there for succession / exit plan? You should always have an exit strategy in anything you get involved in. You buy a house, right? You buy a car, whatever it is, you always need an exit strategy.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. It's basically saying that at some point in time, even if you're conducting a business that generates nice profits for you, everything's going to come to an end either naturally, or you're going to want to get out. You're going to want to retire. You're going to want to do something else. And so I had a client come into me last week and he said, I've got this business, and it was on his balance sheet, and his balance sheet was nice. He had a $25 million net worth. $10 million was allocated to the business. I said, how did you come up with that number? He said, well, you know, I've had offers and I think that's what the business is worth. I said, okay, let's assume that it is. What's your exit plan? And he said, I don't really have one. I probably just wind the business down. I said, so you're basically taking $10 million away from your family off your balance sheet, because he has kids, he's got a wife, and you don't care what happens? I said, that doesn't make sense. You want to plan to at least transition the business to your existing employees, sell it to a third party. There are lots of different alternatives, lots of different strategies. And we talk about all that in the book. And I think you need to spend that time because, yeah, you're tired in the end. You may want to just get out and wind it down, but there may be a better alternative to preserve some value or enhance the value for the benefit of your family, your customers, your employees, and yourself.
Hey, and let's not forget, you're involved in a business day to day, small business. It's extremely emotionally taxing. It's intense. You have challenges every day, and it's easy to get burned out, or you accomplish your goals, you're successful, and you want to move on to the next thing. So rather than having to think about it when you get to that point, if you've got that plan in place, even if it's bare bones, hey, you're that much further ahead. One thing you mentioned in the book is using a revocable trust and why it's important for an exit plan. How does that work?
So what we've often seen is somebody dies owning their business, shares of stock in the business or an LLC or whatever, however it's structured. When you pass away, in every jurisdiction in the United States, including the District of Columbia, there's a process called probate that people have to go through. So if you die owning your business in your own name, your estate, your executor is going to have to go through probate, which can involve not only disclosing the nature of the fact that you own this business, but the value of it has to be inventory and filed with a court, which is a matter of public record. So everybody's going to know what the value of the business was or is at the time of your death. And then you have an obligation, not you, your executor, or whoever's your legal representative, has an obligation to take this through the probate process, which can take years and costs, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 to 8% of the value of the assets. Is it worth it to go through that? So what we do, and you know, our firm does both estate planning and business planning. And so we combine the estate planning and the business planning and tell our clients, at a minimum, set up a revocable trust, which means that you are the trustee, you are the beneficiary of the trust, you control everything. You don't have to ask anyone for permission. Just put the stock or the LLC interest into the trust. And then if you, God forbid, you pass away or you become disabled, there's a successor trustee that can handle everything without going through living probate, which would happen if you were incapacitated, or death probate, which happens on your death, and save the money, save the time, and avoid public disclosure of all of this stuff. And it just makes handling the business at a minimum a lot easier than if you didn't have that trust in place and put your business into the trust right away. So you're in control of it. Nobody else is in control of it. You don't have to ask for permission to do anything with the business. You as the trustee will vote the shares of the stock or the LLC interest going forward.
Got it. Got it. Yeah, it makes estate planning, succession, all those things far more easier. And, you know, one thing I find, having been an entrepreneur myself, or, you know, I'm fourth generation entrepreneur, and, you know, you get involved in the business, you never really bother to think of who's going to run it after you, besides succession, but management succession. Like, I was in a family business, my father started it with my uncle, it was my brother and I. So the succession plan was already in place. We've been working in the business since we were like children. But for many of you entrepreneurs out there, you don't think about these things.
Well, you know, it's funny. Even if you and your brother were deemed to be the successors for your uncle and your father, who's in control of the business? How will the day-to-day operations work? So that's why we, as part of the book, we talk about using a management succession plan, actually defining who is in charge of day-to-day operations, who reports to whom, and then setting up a mechanism that sort of oversees the day-to-day operators. So if you and your brother are operating it day-to-day, who's going to oversee the two of you to make sure that, again, the ultimate beneficiaries, the family, are being taken care of in the long run? And it, in many cases, it may not be necessary. It may be overkill. But I find that, for example, if there's a sole owner, somebody who owns 100% of the business, this becomes absolutely critical. And we just did one for a client last week where he hadn't even thought about it. He's in his late 60s and he likes to jump out of helicopters for fun. So I was like, we better do this plan and we better link it to the revocable trust that we drafted for him as well. So the succession plan is something that the company adopts. The board of directors is named. The officers are named. Their salaries are set out. We know exactly what they're going to get paid so that they don't up and leave. In a family-owned business, it may not be quite as difficult, or it may be even more difficult depending on the facts. And so you just want to make sure that you have all that documented and that the revocable trust, which owns the business and whoever the successor trustee is bound by that, and that we have exit plans within the management succession plan. So if you become disabled or die, we outline what happens over some period of time, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and then what happens after that and who controls those decisions. And leaving it in the hands of one person who might be a trustee, who might be a spouse, may not necessarily be the best for the business, the employees, or the customers.
Yeah, yeah, can be very troubling and very emotionally unsettling, all those things for sure. So how would you define a successful exit plan for your business? What's the definition of that?
Yeah, I think the a successful business succession plan incorporates your personal issues. So you've got to understand what your personal goals are and whether or not the business itself is going to generate the cash flows for you and your family to survive. So there's a personal financial planning component to it. So you shouldn't be bringing in a financial planner to help you. You want to ensure family harmony if it's a family owned business. What legacy do you want to leave? Are you dealing with all these issues? Is there a culture that you maintain in the business that you want to maintain for your employees and for your customers if something happens to you? How does the community benefit from your business today and how will it benefit tomorrow? These are all things, you know, minimizing taxes. I'm a tax lawyer by training and, you know, everybody's always focused on income taxes, but we also need to focus on estate taxes, death tax that, you know, can be imposed on very large estates, but the exemptions from the estate tax fluctuate and they are scheduled to drop by half at the end of 2025. You know, all of these things factor into a successful business plan, and then planning for what happens after you exit the business. So the book, there's a chapter in the book that deals on what happens next after you've, you know, successfully exited your business, because your life shouldn't end and doesn't end there. And so it's life is all about planning ahead. And so a successful business succession plan, in my opinion, is planning for the unexpected, having a good business plan that plans for an expected exit, whatever that may be, retirement, sale, whatever, and then planning for the future after the exit of the business.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So many of you out there who are entrepreneurs, you can't even picture yourself not going to the office day in, day out, spending those 12-hour days. So what advice do you have for them?
I think having an interest in life that you are passionate about is what you should pursue. So I am an entrepreneur too, and my passion is business succession planning for entrepreneurs. So I do spend 10 to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, focusing on this, because that's what inspired me to write the book. And so I'll probably keep doing this, but I do have interests outside of work. I have, you know, a future grandchild on the way. I've got 4 kids that I spend time with. I've got, I've got a passion for music. I was a musician at a younger point in my life. And so all of these things, and my spouse and I love to garden, and we love to go out on our lake, create time for that. The other thing I do a lot of time is spending time on charity, devoting time, volunteering for charitable endeavors. Everybody can't do everything. I also teach at the college level at George Mason University. So I think there, if you have passions, make time for your passions and create a schedule that allows you to do that while pursuing your passion for business. So do it while you're building your business, because you may end up getting so focused on your business that you may forget other things that give you pleasure and passion as well.
I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, Wayne. Really a lot of wisdom here. Again, the book is Your Multi-Million Dollar Exit, The Entrepreneur's Business Succession Planner, and it's by Wayne Zell, attorney, CPA. Hey, we appreciate you coming on, Wayne. If you got a question for Wayne or myself, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. We'll get you a quick answer. While you're at the site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com, you can click through right to Wayne's site, order the book. And hey, while you're there, sign up for your free newsletter. Just sent one out today. Wayne, great luck with the book, and we will definitely talk to you again.
Thanks, Kerry. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it greatly.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.